Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McBride moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce bunts towards the mound. Lee juggles the ball. That's an error on Lee. McBride moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McBride scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Wells settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. one out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson takes first base on ball 4. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee bunts towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Hodgen moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field. Platt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Platt. Williams goes all the way around to score. Doerr moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Tucker throws the ball into Wells, who tags DiMaggio trying to catch an extra base, for the out. York moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hewson strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 2 in the game. Wells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Houston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Tom Jordan pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pesky. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Wells applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats York for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing right field. Tom McBride now playing left field. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Hewson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hewson takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McBride strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-3 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-3 in the game. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.